Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to each of you who have dialed into the Master's Call this morning. And for those who are listening later, we welcome you to the Master's Call. We thank you for joining us, and may God continue to bless you, and may he continue to keep you. Happy Rosh Hashanah to you. New year, new season, new opportunity, new promotion. And so this morning we simply say, we love you, Jesus, more than anything Monday. That is what we're tagging this day as. So let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We magnify you. And we love you more than anything. We thank you for this 30th day of September of 2019, God, as we end this third quarter and go into a new quarter, the fourth quarter, God. We go in with anticipation and expectation that if we call on you, you will show us great and mighty things, oh God. We thank you that you know the plans that you have for each of our lives. And so we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would continue to bless Pastor Vanessa and that you would continue to bless Pastor PK. We thank you for their lives. We thank you for their yes. We thank you that as we dial in, that our lives are empowered and enriched and enhanced, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the Diaz de Leon family and for Artist Life, for every single distributor, oh God, and for those that will come. We pray that lives will continue to be transformed all over the world, Father. So we just thank you and we bless you this morning. We thank you for the new and for the greater things that are happening in our lives, Father. And so we ask right now that you would increase in the speaker as they will come, that they would decrease so that your word would go forth unhindered, uncontaminated, in the name of Jesus, Father. And we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and praise. And this morning, we just say, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus, more than anything. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the magnificent, and in the triumphant name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, good morning. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. Thank you so much. I just want to say happy Rosh Hashanah to each and everyone. Thank you for doing double duty this morning. We thank you for rushing us in this morning. Oh, how I love Jesus. That's a song I've been singing when I grew up in the South. Good morning, and thank you again for you greeting us this morning and that powerful, powerful prayer. I can't thank you enough. This morning, my name is Cynthia Cox. I live here in the Bronx, New York, and I want to just share with you a few minutes about our call. On October 2010, the two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, started this call. So they also was on scripture. The scripture says, Psalms 88:13, but to you I have cried out a word. In the morning my prayer comes before you. Yes, we have a mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website that you can share and visit 24 hours a day. It is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. All of our archives, our messages and bios has been archived on that website. A theme for this year, 2019, God's hand has justice, integrity, and trust in me individually and corporately will clearly be seen. Amen. If you feel led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Tiffany, as a host, as yours truly, or share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all your info to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, Dr. PK, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and Prayer General Minister Brenda Terrell will contact you. Our phenomenal company is called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family 30 years ago. We are now Artists Life, great products to help you, the world, become healthy and wealthy. And also you can share with everyone that you come in contact with. The new motivation call held Monday through Friday after this call. A team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of a wonderful artist product. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, the PIN number 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. But if you have T-Mobile, Metro PCS, or Boost Mobile, there is a free bypass number, so you will not be charged. So you call this number first, 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707, and then dial the number. And today is Monday, Inspiration Monday. We have some dynamic individuals going to be doing that call this morning, and we have asked everyone after that to please plug into that call. Our special announcement today is to please visit your back office, check on your WhatsApp app. They had some good promotion this past weekend. Please stay in touch. This is the end of the month, so we're just grateful for Artist Life. Well, I don't want to hold you back any longer because we have a dynamic speaker this morning. She's no stranger to this call. She is one of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. I just want to give a little bit about her because she doesn't need no introduction. She's a super fantastic speaker, and I just love her to life. Just let me give you a little bit about her. Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton was born in Monticello, Mississippi. She's an alumni of the Akron State University and the Lowman, Mississippi. Dr. P.K. is missioned as a chaplain since 1985, so you know she knows it inside out. She's a person. I'm not going to go any further. I'm just going to give you highlights that she is awesome. I'm just going to say we don't want to hold up because she just goes on, and we just love her for all that she does. She does have two children. She has two children and five grands. Let me just say, I don't want to take any more time, and let me just give another bit about her. I'm so excited. I guess you can hear that. She's ambassador. She was our first ambassador for Artist Life International. But I don't want to hold her back from all that she's going to share with us this morning. Let me introduce you to some presenter of the month, but our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Are you out there?
Good morning, Honorable Cox. How are you this morning?
I'm so excited. Thank you.
You sound excited. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for what you do for us. Thank you for your introduction this morning. Jesus, I love you. Oh, how I love you, Lord. Why? Because you first loved me. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for ushering us into the presence of God this morning with that melody of love, that melody of love which carries us into this Rosh Hashanah season of newness, of greatness. And for anyone who wants to get back on track with me, oh, Minister Brenda Terrell, I see you. I want you to do whatever you can. Don't try to do it all, but do whatever you can. And the rest of you, and this is our month of celebration. Tomorrow, everybody say tomorrow right now. Say tomorrow, Tiffany. Say tomorrow. Say tomorrow. Tomorrow, my dear sister and Dr. Vanessa, whom I have not consulted this with, but she knows it comes straight from God. Tomorrow, I do honor you, Dr. Vanessa. I tell you the truth, as I was talking to someone this morning on another prayer call who was kind of despondent because the call is not growing as fast as they want it to grow, and it hasn't been a year. I said, you should talk to my dear friend and sister, who on many days had to just kind of rock this thing steady because I was just a flippin'. I've always been like that, just all over the place. She just pulls me back in and say, you're going to do this today. But I just thank God for her rocking us steady here with this call. But on tomorrow, you guys, the Lord has laid upon my heart for us to get back on track. Yesterday, the 28th, was the fifth month of the burial of my husband. And This is the 6 month that we are going into new seasons, and life goes on. And so on tomorrow, yes, Ms. Sharon, yes, all of you, we are starting our fast. Why? Because this is the month that we started the business. This is the last quarter of the business. We are going to go on and get ourselves back on track. I got off track when the death hit me and slapped me upside the head and couldn't do anything. And so we just kind of been kind of, you know, getting back and doing what we can. But it's time for us to do it right. And so we're going to get on track. Tell somebody. She said, we're getting on track. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We're getting on track with our fasting. We have been doing well with other things, but because I am the leader of the fast, we kind of got off track. We have been doing things, but we want to get back in sync for 2020. Somebody knows that I'm telling you the truth. We all need to be marching together in unity in 2020. That is going to be a big year for this country. Consequently, we'll absolutely touch the world. We want to make sure that we are doing this thing and doing it right. We are celebrating our ninth year in October for this call. We are starting this month out with a fast. Somebody, let me steal your spirit through these airwaves saying, Dr. PK, you're right, you're right, you're right. Well, I didn't feel it too strong. I want you to know it didn't feel it too strong, but God got my back. We're doing this thing. Starting tomorrow. Yes, yes, yes. What does that mean? Everybody needs to be giving me a call today so that I can pray over your names right quick. Put you together with an accountability partner. Oh, glory to God. When I said that, something jumped in my belly. I feel real good about it. I'm not going to talk to you today about Ross Cherry because my dear sister is going to teach on it in the next few minutes. Over on the next call, MMC. I want us all to get over there so we can hear, and it will give you the motivation to come on here and do what is right and get yourself lined up because something great, 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 ooh, my toenail said it's great, is getting ready to happen. Let me tell you all, this weekend, I cannot testify the whole time. I'm going to finish up. I surrender all. See, the surrenderance of this, the conclusion of this subject that I've been teaching on this month is also an action that we must take right now. God has a way of lining things up. If I sound excited, I want you to know that I am. I went to NAACP conference this weekend in Louisiana. You all, have you ever been called to go to do something? You say, oh, God, can we just get through it? I did not want to go, to tell you the truth. I really did not want to go. Didn't want to go to Louisiana. I have not lost anything down there. Don't like anything about New Orleans, Louisiana, nothing. God down there, you all, and God absolutely blew my mind. You know that song that you all sang in big? God's going to blow your mind. Well, he has blown this little mind of PK. And a blessing on top of blessing on top of blessing. I mean, God just showed up so every single day. And, oh, my God, the thing that just made my heart go pitter-patter was to see those children and the youth come in from the colleges in Louisiana that show me that our prayers are not in vain. We have some children, you all, who really want to do this thing and do it right. And when you are not in the place of Dr. Vanessa that's right there in prayer of you who see them all the time, then and you don't see this kind of activity and seeing them step up to the plate and praying and preaching and say, oh, y'all, you're talking about somebody rocking my world. That thing rocked my world. I said, God, we got somebody who really, we're going to be okay. God, we really, these children got us. And just what, hi, ma'am. How you doing? Oh, ma'am, you're so beautiful. I'm a ma'am, for real. I'm a ma'am, y'all. I'm a ma'am. And it was just so wonderful. It was so wonderful. And then I tell you all the other testimony later about how God opened this door and had me to walk up in there in the front of the room and do some stuff. And then yesterday in Dr. Dara, I had never heard of Zion Hill Church Family, Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, because I don't look at TV like that. But you all, it was so wonderful to be in this church. And he calls me up front and have me to do ministry at that church. He has three services internationally, and he's just a wonderful man of God. He and his wife were just absolutely gracious yesterday. So it has been a wonderful trip for those of you who have prayed for me. Let me let you know that it was wonderful. Let me now go right into the scripture. Luke 19:1-10. You all, I'm going to give you a 10-minute summary of this, and we are going to move right on into doing our brand new season and getting ourselves ready. I'm telling you one thing. It's time for us to fight, because when we fight, we win. Yes, we do. Zacchaeus fought. I can see his little legs climbing up that tree. To get up that tree, his actions indicated that he surrendered all to the Lord. Our actions, not our mouths, our actions. Somebody say she said actions. Miss D. Lee, we'd be so happy for you to join us with this fast. I see the Spirit saying, I sure do need one, Dr. PK. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He was wealthy, y'all. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed up in that sycamore tree to see Jesus for himself. 5, when Jesus reached that spot, he didn't even, it's amazing how when he got to the spot, he just stopped, looked up and said, Zacchaeus, come on down here right now, because I'm going to stay at your house today. So here's Zacchaeus coming down, just welcoming him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter. People are always going to mutter, you all. Don't worry about them. They're going to talk. Hey, glory to God. How's he going to go and be a guest at a sinner's house? My goodness. That's the question. Who's sinners? What sinner have you approached here lately? But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I will give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay them back, not just what I owe them, but 4 times the amount, the restitution, will I give back. Jesus said unto him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For I, Jesus, the Son of Man, come to seek those who are lost. Because you all, we aren't here to get people into artists who are already an artist, but those who don't know anything about it, we are here to let people who are living lives that are painful, full of pain and infection, inflammation, understand that they don't have to be right there. We have something for them, amen. And the title of my subject that I'm concluding this week is I Surrender All, because when we come to serve God, we come with a soul hunger, a hunger that only God can feel. Only God can feel that hunger that we have, and people searching all different places for it to be filled. Some, have a mall ministry is what they call it. I tell them it is a shopping addiction. When you have to go every weekend to the mall, it is a shopping addiction, call it what it is. When you have an extra dollar, you got to go find something in the mall to spend it on, call it what it is. It's not a ministry, it's a shopping addiction. Now, I think that I can go with you a little piece down the road with this mall ministry when you go every now and then just to get away and to possibly call it, self-care. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for, where you want to just kind of take care of yourself. You know, you just, every now and then God will push me to that place where he say, I want you to go and buy you a new outfit. I don't like shopping, period. I don't like shopping. I don't like looking at TV a whole lot. I don't like doing a lot of stuff y'all like to do, just got to do, and you're addicted to it and don't know you're addicted and don't know that all you're trying to do is fill a void that if you stop long enough, get away from all of this stuff. And I'm telling you, too, this week coming up, these 10 days, those who can go 10, go 10, go 3, go how many of you can, but you come on and go. Because we've got to get ourselves in a place where we can say, God, hey, glory to God, I want you to feel whatever this hunger is. And I want you to be saying, as Zacchaeus, as he climbed that tree, I hunger and thirst after seeing what it is Jesus is all about for me right now. Ooh, I love that thing. It feels good. Now, this today, we're going to talk about the price. The price of surrender. When you surrender, you've got to pay a price. In this story, you see Zacchaeus pay the price. All, I didn't say some, we all live surrendered lives. They are just surrendered to different things. We all surrender all we are to whatever it is we spend our lives doing. I don't care what it is. If you spend your life doing it, you have surrendered your life to it. Whether you live for, it doesn't matter. If you choose to be a farm or a president, the price is the same. If you choose to live for God or to live for Satan, the price is the same. You surrender it all. We rarely contemplate the price this world demands for our pursuits. We rarely know the real price to be paid until it's too late. However, the price for surrender is perpetually the same cost. You pay the same price. Listen, I want you to know something. The price for surrender is the same for each of us, whether we have little or much. Uh-huh. When we see the story of when Jesus was sitting there in Mark, let me see, that's the 12th chapter, yeah, I believe it is, where they came around and they were given, and the rich people were throwing in a lot of money, and then the poor widow came, and she put in two small copper coins, yeah. Well, when Jesus called his disciples over to show them, he says, I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put in more into the treasure than all the others. I say that because in fasting, I see Mother Blackwell putting in more than all of us because her health is not nearly where ours is. And so you need to understand when you put everything in that you have to God, I mean, whether it's much or little, Jesus sees it, and he is going to reward accordingly. The price for surrender is the same for each of us. The price of surrender is the same for each of us. I want us to get that. I'm going to tell you this little story, and we're going to close. How many of you remember Flip Wilson? Some of you are too young to remember. Others just didn't look at him. But Flip Wilson was a popular comedian when I was growing up on TV. Yep, and one of his things was The Devil Made Me Do It. But one of his characters was a preacher, and the name of the church was What's Happening Now Church. That was the name of the church. And there was a skit that he would do, and he as the preacher, he would yell, if this church is going to serve God, it's got to get down on its knees and crawl. And the audience would say, make it crawl, preacher, make it crawl. And then Flip Wilson say, and once this church has learned to crawl, it's got to get up on its feet and walk. And the audience would yell back, make it walk, preacher, make it walk. And then he'd say, what, here Flip Wilson goes, and once this church has learned to walk, it's got to begin to learn to run. And they'd yell back, make it run, preacher, make it run. And then Flip would say, and in order to run, it's got to go deep into its pocket and learn to give. And the audience would go back with, make it crawl, preacher, make it crawl.
Amen.
What we failed to to realize is that the price for crawling and the price for running are the same. They demand is the same for all of us. When we surrender, you all, the rewards of surrender are the same for us, you guys. Let's surrender all to God as we prepare to go into this fresh new season saying, I surrender all. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. I love and appreciate all of you. Let us go out and surrender all we have to God. Come on back, Honorable Cynthia.
Good morning. Thank you so much, Dr. PK, for that profound word. We thank you. Truly appreciate you. And, you know, it is surrender. So let us go before the Lord with our prayer request. Dear Lord, we come before you this morning and say thank you. Thank you for another day. We praise you and glorify you this morning, Jesus, because you see your hands in every situation and everything that we do. We know we love you and adore you this morning. We want to thank you, Dr. PK Patton, for that profound word, the price of surrender. We must surrender. Hallelujah. Thank you this morning. Thank you for your word. Let us say that you have overflow blessing after blessing because God is blessing you this morning. We're so grateful this morning for that. Let me just say thank you, and thank you for Dr. P.K. Robinson and Dr. Vanessa, the two co-founders that brought this call together for their vision for the Master's Call. We thank you for the prayer warriors and guests that joined us this morning on this call. We pray for the Diaz de Leon family. We pray for them this morning for sharing artist life worldwide with each and every one of us. We pray for Mother Joseph, Mother Oliver, Mother Scott, Mother Blackwell this morning, Lord. We thank you. We pray for the sick and the shut in this morning, Lord. Go by the hospital and touch this morning, God. Pray for the bereaving family this morning. They need you, Lord, like never before. We need you this morning, Lord. Pray for the officer that got killed here in New York, God. Pray for his family this morning. Lord, we know that we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Dr. PK, we said we can't thank you enough for that profound word this morning. So let me just say, I know I went too fast there, but you will do the benediction after this. All right. Let us say this morning, you can hear this profound word right after this call. Let us give you the number that you can call back in this to listen to this powerful word. The number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-pound, 957-677-pound. As I shared this morning, please go into your back office, look at your WhatsApp app, and see what's going on today. This morning, we want you to plug into the Master's Call. Now, the MCC call this morning, right after this call, that number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294617-pound. Again, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for ushering us in this morning and that proud prayer, and we appreciate you opening up this morning. Thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts, for your powerful message this morning. I will surrender. Will you please close us out in the benediction, please?
Amen, amen. You all, I'm just so excited about life today. For what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul, lose his soul? Nothing, nothing, nothing. I surrender all to you, Lord. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ rest, rule, and abide over each and every one of us as we go out today and live a super fantastic lifestyle. God bless you. See you over on, hear you over on MMC. Bye-bye.